It's 10 a.m. I will call the meeting to order of the Board of Rent Review for April 11, 2025. Mr. Keeler, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the board. I do have a few changes to the agenda. We have the removal of property assessment hearings for James Rallo Trustee, parcel number 134-3.00-1346.00. Also, the removal of Samuel Obuva, parcel number 134-13.19-17.00-433. Also, the removal of Gerald and Linda, parcel number 230-7.00-74.00. And the last one is the removal of Lawrence and Ann Winstein, number 334-22.00-27.00. We can strike those items from the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the amended agenda?
So I'll second that.
We have a motion to approve the agenda from Ms. Wanner and a second from Ms. Godwin. And we will vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Wanner?
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
Ms. Ward?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. The amended agenda is approved. Approval of minutes. I have members reviewed the minutes of the meeting of April 7th. If so, may I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes of April 7th?
I will make a motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a
second? That.
We have a motion to approve the meeting minutes of April 7th by Godwin and a second by Ms. Wanner. And we will vote on that motion. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Abstain.
And Mr. Howard?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Next in the agenda is public comments. Any member of the public present today may come forward to address them. Any comments must be limited to items over which the board has control or jurisdiction and must not address specifics of any appeal and must be limited to no more than 3 minutes. Please state your name and your address.
Yes, sir. My name is Mark Herlock. Where Delaware Title IX, 8312B states this board shall permit relevant evidence, and you've adopted rules prohibiting such evidence, you are forthwith put on notice that penalties for violation of 83 include up to a year in jail. Moreover, elderly member of this community who deserves protection, government abuse, stood before this board and asked the direct question of the county's witness. That question remains unanswered. You decided that case the appellant without considering relevant evidence that she requested to be entered into the record. Video evidence of Monday's hearing following the 1 hour and 5 minute mark will confirm this accusation. It's concerning to me that an elderly appellant having no formal education in property valuation had the sense to question evidence which this board has failed repeatedly to review. According to Article 8 of your own rules of procedure, assessments submitted to this shall be prepared pursuant to Delaware Title 24. Therefore, assessors and appraisers must comply with uniform standards of appraisal practice and provide all records of assessments for review. According to Title 9, 7,000, you shall review the methods which establish the assessments and thereof and determine if they are correct. You are 7 times put on notice of your failure to comply with that law. I invite any one of you to prove me wrong. Produce a single document titled Property Tax Assessment containing correct and regulatory compliant methods for any of the properties that you claim to review here today. Appellants may want to ask this board to produce the regulatory assessments they are required by law to review. Whereas the definition of fraud is wrongful or criminal deception intended to result in for personal gain, the actions of this board need to be investigated. You not only do you ignore state law, you don't even know your own rules of procedure. According to your own rules, Mr. Sacramone is hearsay because he testified under oath that he did not complete assessments. According to your Article 6, a representative of assessment may cross-examine an appellant. However, I have witnessed repeated cross-examination questions from Mr. Zook, who is not employed by the county. Mr. Keeler, the public expects you, not Mr. Suck, to represent me here today. I have no reasonable expectation that you intend to comply with the law. Therefore, I expect to see you again at the next meeting.
Thank you for your comments. Next on the agenda is the consent agenda. Mr. Keeler?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have several items on the consent agenda. Number one, parcel 134-7.00-110.02. Number two, parcel 134-7.00-67.00. Number three, 134-9.00-935.00. Number four, parcel 134-18.00-144.00. Number five, 134-20.12-26.00. Number six, parcel 134-22.00-5.01-50. Number seven, parcel 134-22.00-13.00-104. Number eight, parcel 135-19.00-126.00. Number nine, 233-7.00-88.00. Number 10, parcel 234-18.00-713.00. Number 11, 234-23.00-170.00. Number 12, parcel 334-5.00-1122.00. Number 13, 334-12.00-127.02-121. Number 14, parcel 334-13.0-307.01. Number 15, parcel 334-14.18-102.00. Number 16, 334-18.00-671.00. Number 17, 334-20.14-18.00-C-7. Number 18, parcel 334-22.00-20.04. Number 19, 335-4.14-89.04. Number 20, parcel 335-8.00-199.00. Number 21, parcel 335-8.00-1101.00. 22, parcel 432-2.00-15.22. Number 23, parcel 532-6.00-3.03. Number 24, parcel 532-13.00-64.00. Number 25, 533-11.00-680.00. Number 26, parcel 533-19.00-1178.00. That concludes the consent agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Keeler from the board? There are none. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Warner to approve the consent agenda and a second by Mr. O'Rourke. We will now vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Warner?
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
Mr. Howard?
Abstain.
And the chair votes aye. The consent agenda is approved. Next on the agenda, the hearing for Frank and Katrina Sorbera on the property at 15227 Rosemount Lane, Lewis, Delaware, parcel number 334-5.00?
Yes, 5.00 is correct.
70.01, 2023-95. I will swear you in as well as the others. Do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Keeler?
I do.
Mr. Zuck?
I do.
Very good. This is your opportunity to present your testimony. However, you're limited to documentation and evidence that was included in your appeal application. You have 15 minutes.
Hey, thank you. First, I have to say this is a little intimidating. I feel like I should have worn a tie. We received a call from Katrina last week telling us that our meeting of March 24th, our appeal was denied because we had no comps attached to our appeal application. However, at the meeting of the 24th, when we met with, I believe her name was Paula downstairs, we specifically asked her if she had the comps and if they were legible, and she said they were. So I'm hoping that the board members have our comps that we sent. They were attached to our email initially. So anyway, the current appeal, our current assessment is $619,800. And we're basing our appeal on the five comps we submitted. Our home is in the Nassau Grove community in Lewis. And of the comps, four of those are comps within our community, and one is a neighboring community in Red Mill Pond. And based on those comps, as I mentioned in the application, the way we came up with our figure was we just took the average of the five comps and arrived at a figure of $557,780. Now, I don't know if you want to review each comp or go from there. But
you have 15. You can review.
Okay. Well, we'll go through them real quick. So based on the first comp from 31742 Chablis Lane in Nassau Grove, the value at the time of March 12, 2021 was $509,000. And that has four bedrooms, four baths, and it's almost 1,000 square feet larger than our home. Next comp, 31714 Covino Court, again in Nassau Grove, which sold on September 30th, 2021 for $580,000. Again, that's almost 1,000 square feet larger than our home with another bedroom and another bathroom. Next comp is 31786 Carneros Avenue, again in Nassau Grove, which sold on January 4th, 2023 for $600,000. And that's almost 2,000 square feet larger than ours, and another bed and another bathroom. And the last one in Nassau Grove is 17082 Coovey Lane, which sold on June 20th, 2023 for $599,900. Again, that's about 1,500 square feet larger than ours. Same bathrooms, and I think we have one more bedroom. Then the last one is in Red Mill Pond, sold on July 30th, 2021 for $500,000. That's basically the same as ours, four bedroom, three baths, and 2,800 square feet. And then I also submitted one just as evidence in our community that was listed last July, which was on the market since last July, and we found that just recently went under contract after four price drops to $594,000, which is, again, basically the same as ours, 2,800 square feet, four beds and three baths. But again, we're not sure what came of our meeting of March 24th that we met downstairs, and it was denied because there were no comps. So I just wanted to make sure that the comps
being looked at and?
Yes, we have them.
Checked out, okay.
They were in our meeting packet.
Okay.
Assessment, questions?
We have no questions at this time.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board?
I have a question. So the comps that you did submit, the four that were right in your development, are these lots any different from yours? Is your lot a more wooded lot or?
No, they're all basically the same.
Nassau Grove was built three units to a
Section.
So we're basically all the same square footage and we only have.
The lots.
Yeah, there's no wooded area. There's a couple of ponds and there is a berm that runs along Route 1. But we're not on the berm.
One of my favorite questions. Is it a pond or is it a retention pond?
A retention pond.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We have a lot of turtles.
It's all right. Or any other questions? Okay. Hearing none. We will go to assessments for Mr. Zuck for their testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the appellant's application and the referee hearing, assessment did not believe there was sufficient evidence to overturn the proposed assessment value that was set by Tyler Technologies. I will turn it over to our witness from Tyler Technologies, Mr. Ryan Zuck, to support the assessed value currently on the property.
Thank you. We did receive the comparables that the appellant did provide. As stated, one was outside of the subject development, and the other four were located in the subject's development. So the date of value for the reassessment is the property value as of July 1st of 2023. So what we need to do is we have to take time adjustments into consideration, especially those that sold back in 2021. 2021 was a different market than 2023. Also, the square footage that we stated with some of the comps being larger than the subject, that was including the basement finish into that total square footage. We do not calculate square footage of the basement to include in the square foot living area. So the one comparable, 31742 Shabalis Lane, I'm showing that is 2650 square feet above ground with a finished basement of 1504. The next one at 31714 Corvino Court, again, that was 2432 square feet above grade with 1674 below grade. So we do separate those out accordingly. When I'm looking at all of the sales that the appellant provided, you know, I agree, I use them within my analysis as well, but we did take into account the time adjustment of those sales. So looking at the subject or the comparable the appellant provided, time adjusted sale price puts us at a median of $610,800 with an average of $615,040. The comparables in the subject's development only gives us an average of $572,225 with a time adjusted average of $623,800. Currently the subject is at $619,800. The median sale price adjusted per square foot from the appellant's comps is $230.52 a square foot. The subject is at $218.78. To include all of the Tyler comps within that subdivision similar to the subject, we have a total of 12 comparables. Time adjusted median price $589.8, average $619,969 with a median price per square foot of $253.76, average $254.92, with the subject being at $218.78. They do have, you know, one of the bigger homes within the development. They have a first floor with a second floor. The one that was listed for $594 that is currently pending, the base size of that home is only 1,464 square feet. When you include the basement, that is what brings it up to the 2,800. But we only take into account the above grade area, not that finished basement in the total square footage. Being at 218 a square foot, when the median of the comps that the appellant provided is 230, and Tyler at 253, we believe they're already below the median for that subdivision. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may cross.
So you're saying a finished basement doesn't come into play?
It does. It adds value, but we do not consider it with the square footage of the home. When we talk about a finished basement, there's different qualities of a finished basement. You can finish one for $3,000, and you can finish one for $30,000. We have different categories that we take that into account.
Okay.
Well, those would have picked up a bed and bath in the finished ones. To me, that would be a better value of the finished basement. But was it indicated anywhere in the notes that we should have looked at that differently, a finished basement, square footage? I mean, that might have changed the comps that we would have looked at.
I'm not sure, because you didn't meet with me during the formal appeal.
But I'm just wondering if there was any indication in any of the paperwork that would have said your comps should be based only on square footage, livable square footage, not finished basement square footage.
I don't have the answer to that, ma'am.
And we did have a call.
Because we would have done different comps.
We did have a call with Tyler Technologies, and I don't remember that ever being stated. I forget who we spoke with.
I did review that appeal, the notes to that. It was basically making sure that, you know, the info that was corrected on the data mailer was reflected accurately.
Right, because it was incorrect.
Yes.
And as far as the dates, it was stated in there that I forget what the date was, where it started, January of 21 or something till June of 23.
Yeah. Correct.
So if that was the case,
that's a shame.
Why wouldn't the dates been pushed out further?
Well, because the data value is as of July 1st, 23 for the entire county.
But we wouldn't have gone back to January of 21 then.
Yeah, so the most recent comparables give you the better indicator of value.
All right, and we wouldn't have done, we would have looked more carefully at comps with finished basements.
I understand.
Okay. Do you have any further questions?
No, that's it.
Does the board have any questions for Mr. Keeler or Mr. Zuck?
No.
I do, if I could.
Sure.
I apologize. This is I'm an alternate to the board, and so this will be my first meeting to the rule. Mr. Zuck, you stated that the the square footage evaluation does not include any basements, and that's throughout the county. Is that correct?
So the square footage, the overall livable square foot living area
is above grade.
It's all above grade, but we do account for basement finish if it is finished. It is not added into that square foot living area, though.
So the mathematics, though, would still be the division of the overall assessment by the above grade square footage, correct?
Correct.
So you will have added additional value for some level of quality of the finished basement.
That is correct.
And that would explain a deviation in the per square footage valuations across similar properties of above ground square footage.
That is correct.
Okay. And for this specific development, would you say that they are consistently within a proper range, given properties that have finished basements and those that do not?
Within similar size. There is a wide variety of square footage within the subdivision.
Okay.
They do go from 1,400 square feet over 3,000.
And those with larger square footages would typically have a higher valuation as a norm?
Typically, you would see a higher valuation as the value, as the square footage goes up, that price per square foot could diminish. It may not be the same as a 1,400 square foot home.
Understood.
There is a market regression that is built in.
And then my final question, for those finished basements that include a bedroom in there, is that a tremendous evaluation or valuation enhancement versus a normal finished basement that's maybe a study or?
Yes, the quality of that finished basement, when it is finished to the same quality as the main living area, does get a higher rate per square foot than a finished basement that we classify as a rec room, which would be a lower quality of finish.
All right, thank you so much.
I just have a question.
You can rebut his comments.
I'm just curious how you determine the value of the basement when, as far as we knew, none of the homes were looked at. The interiors weren't looked at. It was just an assessment on the outside.
That is correct. We did not go into the interior of the home.
Folks, this is just rebuttal. This is just rebuttal. This isn't cross-examination anymore.
Okay. It's more of a statement then.
Okay. No, I was just saying, how do you know if a basement is completely finished to the level that you were indicating if no one went inside?
Understood. This would be your opportunity for any closing comments.
This probably doesn't mean anything, I'm not sure. But we also did look on the website about the same models that we have at their assessments, and they're much lower than what we're being assessed at. So, I mean, I can only base it on the comps that we have, that we provided, and we just think it sounds excessive. As a matter of fact, if I could get from my house what the assessment is, I would take it.
I'd be but happy.
That's another story. Yeah. So anyway, that's it.
Any final comments from assessments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yep. Based on the comps that the appellant provided, we believe the value is correct, with the average adjusted sale price being $615,040, and the Tyler comps, the average being $619,969, and the appellant is at $619,800.
Very well. I will entertain a motion to close the record on this hearing.
I will make the motion to close the record.
Second.
We have a motion to close the record on this hearing made by Ms. Godwin and seconded by Mr. O'Rourke. We will now vote. Ms. Godwin? Closing the record.
Oh, yes.
Ms. Warner?
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
Mr. Howard?
Aye.
And Chair says aye. The record is closed on this comment, on this hearing, sorry. Does any member feel that the appellant has not met the burden of proof with the information provided in the appeal and the record? We would need a motion to deny the appeal. Or if someone feels the appellant has met the burden of proof, we will need a motion to approve the appeal. I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to deny the appeal based on the testimony provided by Tyler Technologies. I feel that the comparables provided were accurate and also depict the square footage, the price per square footage for that neighborhood that seems relevant.
Is there a second?
I will second.
I have a motion by Ms. Godwin to deny the appeal and a second by Mr. O'Rourke. We will now vote. Godwin?
Yes. And for reasons stated.
Ms. Warner?
unfortunately, I have to vote to deny the appeal because of the comps provided by the appellants. They did not provide enough information. Vote to deny.
To deny. Mr. O'Rourke, sorry.
I will be voting to deny today due to the explanation given by Mr. Zuck regarding the above ground square footage evaluations compared.
Mr. Howard.
I also vote to deny based on the comparison sales that were brought in. I just don't think they met the, they don't support the appeal at this time.
And the chair votes to deny also based on the evidence presented by Mr. Zuck. The request for appeal has been denied 5-0. Although your appeal has been denied, you do have the right to judicial review of this decision in Superior Court. Thank you.
Thank you.
Having no other business, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So I will make a motion.
Nope, sorry. I have a motion and by Mr. O'Rourke and a second by Ms. Godwin.
That's fine.
To adjourn. Ms. Godwin.
Yes.
Ms. Wanner.
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke.
Aye.
Mr. Howard.
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The meeting is adjourned at 10:32.